Old man winter is just around the corner, and immune systems are failing faster than conservatives are being deplatformed on YouTube. But one thing that will never fail is the gourmet coffee goodness you've come to expect from every cup of our Crusade Channel Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee, made by our friends at the Collegium Angelorum Sanctorum of Hagerstown, Maryland. Our fresh, aromatic, gourmet coffee is made from 100% fair trade beans, freshly imported, roasted, and then delivered to you fresh. So, whatever you're working at, not failing at, count on Crusade Channel Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee. Order today and whole bean or ground or even decaf at crusadechannel.com/coffee or by phone at 844-527-8723. That's crusadechannel.com/coffee.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, November 2nd, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a newer used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call him 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. Younger women are manning the polls this year. In Washington, several businesses plan to close for at least a week after the election. And the Texas Supreme Court denied a petition Sunday by a group of Republicans seeking to invalidate nearly 127,000 drive-through votes. Just one day away from November 3rd, at least 93 million people have already voted, about two-thirds of the total votes counted in the 2016 general election. This according to Michael McDonald. He's a professor at the University of Florida who runs the U.S. Elections Project. Early in-person voting ended Saturday in five states. That was scheduled to end Sunday in Florida, New York, and Wisconsin. A voting rights protest in North Carolina devolved into a clash with the police, and arrests were made there. Historic early vote totals in Texas have Democrats dreaming big. And look for an increase in younger women working at polling sites Tuesday. Many older people are declining the volunteer work because of COVID-19 and some other concerns, so younger women are filling the void. Businesses and retailers across the country have begun boarding up their storefront windows, taking other security measures in anticipation of potential unrest on or around Election Day, as many cities remain on edge following a summer of widespread riots and mayhem. In Washington, D.C., hair salons, restaurants, clothing stores, and banks just blocks away from the White House were covered in plywood Sunday as business owners prepare for a possible repeat of the violent riots and looting that we saw over the summer. AT&T, some other stores Sunday had signs posted to tell potential customers they were still open behind the wooden blockades. Several prominent businesses, though, plan to close on Election Day or for at least the entire week. A group of protesters gathered in front of Attorney General William Barr's McLean, Virginia home Saturday night, where they called for Barr to lock up his Democratic opponent, Joe Biden. Photos of the event showed a crowd of about a dozen men donned in clothing and messages supportive of President Trump. They held signs with slogans such as "Biden Lies Matter," "Equal Justice is Coming," and "They That Forsake the Law Praise the Wicked." Others wore Trump 2020 flags and "Crooked Hillary for Prison" t-shirts. The protest echoed calls at the president's rallies where crowds have chanted for Trump's political opponents to be jailed. The phrase "lock her up," originally a call to arrest 2016 Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton, has remained a staple at the president's political campaign and was recently leveled at Democratic Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer just after the FBI foiled a kidnapping plot against her. Coming up, our saint of the day, All Souls Day today. It's a holy day set aside for honoring the dead. Quote of the day, "The Lord opened the understanding of my unbelieving heart so that I should recall my sins." St. Patrick. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share with you the exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage from my friends at Bulldog Kia. Announcer, tell them all about it.
The exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage includes a 110% price assurance guarantee, an environmental protection and appearance package for all new Kias, complimentary first-year maintenance on all new Kias, a 3-month, 3,000-mile limited warranty on all used vehicles, and much more. Back to you, Barbara.
Thank you, announcer. If you're buying a new vehicle, the Bulldog Kia Advantage just makes sense. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
110% price assurance guarantee, only valid for same make, model, trim, equipment, miles, and is only valid within 7 days of purchase date. Complimentary first-year maintenance limited to 2 oil changes and tire rotations.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Today is All Souls Day. All Souls Day is a holy day. It's set aside for honoring the dead. The day is primarily celebrated in the Catholic Church, but it's also celebrated in the Eastern Orthodox Church and a few other denominations of Christianity. The Anglican Church is the largest Protestant church to celebrate the holy day. Most Protestant denominations don't recognize the holiday and disagree with theology behind it. According to Catholic belief, though, the soul of a person who dies can go to one of three places. The first is heaven, where a person who dies in a state of perfect grace and communion with God goes. The second is hell, where those who die in a state of mortal sin are naturally condemned by their choice. And the intermediate option is purgatory, which is thought to be where most people, free of mortal sin but still in a state of lesser sin, must go. Purgatory is necessary so that souls can be cleansed and perfected before they enter into heaven. A caravan of vehicles displaying Trump campaign flags and signs swarmed a Biden campaign bus between San Antonio and Austin Friday afternoon, leading the Democrats on board to call 911 and cancel the Austin close of their Battle for the Soul of the Nation tour. According to the Biden campaign, the vehicles surrounded the bus trying to slow it down in the middle of the highway or run it off the road. Biden's staff notified 911 and local law enforcement, and they reportedly called the local law enforcement to have them help the bus reach its Austin destination. The FBI is investigating the allegations. Neither former Vice President Joe Biden nor California Senator Kamala Harris were on the bus. The Texas Supreme Court's denied a petition Sunday by a group of Republicans seeking to invalidate nearly 127,000 drive-through votes in Harris County, while a similar case awaits a decision in federal court just a day before Election Day. This is the second time in recent weeks the all-Republican Supreme Court in Texas has blocked attempts to dismantle drive-through voting there. The court didn't issue an opinion with the ruling. The petition was filed last week, and it argued that drive-through voting violated federal law. Well, we lost a great. Sean Connery, who defined the role of James Bond for a generation, has died at age 90. During his 007 tenure, Connery was the epitome of the suave but dangerous spy. Away from Bond, he received a breadth of roles and acting accolades. And the love for him, who Steven Spielberg called one of the seven movie stars in the world, never dimmed, even as he stepped away from acting. He was and shall always be remembered as the original James Bond, whose indelible entrance into cinema history began when he announced those unforgettable words. The name's Bond. James Bond. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.